if I can pay for it, why should I do it? Like things like simple things like delivery. Hello, hello, nimekuja na tangazo. Hello. I can't seem to get that song off my head. I don't know why. Anyway, guys, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. This is episode 105. I feel like I'm whispering. I'm not like shouting there I'm used to because it's currently 4:33 a.m. guys. It's me and my weird recording hours against the world, definitely. Today's date, what? 20th February. Anyway, welcome to this amazing episode. First things first, check out my YouTube, guys. Check out my YouTube channel, Unspoken Podcast KE. Like, share, subscribe. Have vlogs over there and short form content. Check out my TikTok, my IG, Awino Awiti, on all social media platforms. And also, guys, the Unspoken Story, I've started taking in the requests for the Unspoken Story. If you want to be part of our series, What's Your Unspoken Story, you can DM my email, you can send me an email, unspokenpodcastke@gmail.com, or just check out my social media platforms. You're going to get the link to the Google form, and then you're free to fill in your information. Okay, let's get right into it. Welcome to another amazing episode. Thank you to all the people who are loving the podcast, listening to the podcast, and giving me your feedback, guys. Feedback is everything to me. Feedback is everything, man. That's why I keep showing up on the mic, man. If someone, like I said many podcasts ago, many episodes ago, I said that the biggest success to me as a podcaster is the impact. If someone just texts me and tells me that, yo, I listened to this certain episode, I was inspired, I felt intrigued, it's like you're speaking to me. That's what's up. That's where it's at. Anyway, guys, today I'm going to be talking about some cheddar. Guys, I was mentioning cheddar and then I just remembered a series I'm currently watching. Guys, guess what? I'm currently watching Breaking Bad. Finally, after all those decades, I'm now just watching Breaking Bad. Okay, I'm currently on season 3, guys, and it's amazing. But guys, exaggerated. Why is it called the greatest series of all time? Okay, I'm not like disputing a word or anything, but the people who told me, like my friends who encouraged me to watch Breaking Bad, I felt like they were exaggerating. They're like, it's gonna blow your mind. You're gonna have sleepless nights just watching Breaking Bad. Like, you're gonna be so intrigued. Like, it's gonna be the best show you've ever watched in your entire life, bro. Why am I still at season 3? And I'm like, okay, Blacklist was kind of better. Why though? I'm not taking that away from, okay, it has a good story and I love a good story. I think the reason I'm still watching it is because it has a good story. It has a good character building, like the building of each character. It's nice. It has a nice plot generally. But my friends, I feel like they were exaggerating. Like, it's gonna blow your mind. I'm here to see it blowing my mind, honestly. But I'm gonna come back with a review once I finish it. But honestly, I finished watching Blacklist last week. I feel like Blacklist still does it for me. When I compare Blacklist to Breaking Bad, Blacklist is still dope. So yeah, Breaking Bad, let me give it some time. I'm not disputing, but no, I'm gonna be the judge of but greatest series of all time? No, I don't think so, guys. I don't think so. Anyway, let's get into the... Okay, I was talking about cheddar. Cheddar and the Merita story of Breaking Bad. Because on that series, they use a term cheddar. Like money. So it's a slang for money. So let's talk about money kidogo, because yo, we are adults over here. Adulting is a scam. But one of the goals, one of my goals this year was actually getting my finances right. And I know I say that every year. But when I say getting my finances right, actually, I want to know where my money is going. I want to track my spendings. I want to track my savings. I want to save more. Actually, maybe start. I don't know. Just want to track my wait. First things first. Mostly now, I just want to track my savings first. No, track my spendings. Know where my money is going at. You know, from what I've been seeing online about this, listening to financial podcasts and everything, watching all these finance hour to our money creators, what I noticed them stressing is that their path to, I think, financial freedom, to getting your finances right, is actually knowing where your money goes, being able to track your spendings. That's actually one of the first steps to getting your finances right. So that is what actually I am working on. So this episode is inspired by getting tracking our spendings, getting our finances right, basically money. And this episode is called Normalize Spending Your Money on da 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 dot dot dot. So I don't know, this idea came up to me funny. I have ideas always come to me at the craziest time, at the craziest places, at the craziest moments. So I got this idea in the shower while I was taking a shower. I think I'd bought something. I was like, okay, I spent this. Okay, where did this go? Then I was like, there's just some things I need to normalize spending my money on. You know that when you get some money, before you get some money, when you're anticipating getting some money, you're always planning, okay, I'm gonna do this when I get the cash. I'm gonna buy this. I'm gonna save this. But when that money comes, when it lands on your hands, bro, you're like, you just spend on things you had not even planned for, actually. So it's good to just. So that's when I got this idea. I thought this can actually be a nice podcast episode, like normalize spending your money on. So this is a few of the things there are like six PowerPoints on what things that I think we should normalize spending our money on. But it relates to everyone. If you're listening to this, it relates to everyone. Different categories and then the things. So yeah, number one, normalize spending your money on personal growth and learning. Yeah. You remember when you're back in school, when they used to tell us that masomo is shangi, like you never stop learning. And as an adult, I'm actually just learning that. That as much as we really wanted to graduate, finish school once and for all, be done with school once and for all, I just have come to realize that you never stop learning, actually. Life is a learning journey. It's a journey of just constantly learning, and you need to read. One thing about me, I won't lie to you that I'm an avid reader. Like I'm that person who is I'm a what's it called, a book word. What's the name? Like I'm one person who loves books. I love reading. I won't lie that I do that. But I try to read. I read because I have to. I read because I have to, because I need the knowledge in the books. Kuna tu knowledge. See knowledge zote utapata kwa podcasts. Not see knowledge zote utapata. Like online, there's just some nice, like there's something you learn from just reading books. So I'm trying to read. Sijamaliza, I was supposed to finish a book by the end of January, but I haven't. So I'm trying to just read, because yeah, you get that knowledge. You get to have a vast, wide knowledge. So normalize spending your money on personal growth and learning. That means books. Buy yourself books, even if it's one book, and then you finish. By the way, nowadays you can just read online audiobooks. Definitely, yeah. You can just read. You can listen to audiobooks. That's just like reading. So yeah, also learning these. There are courses you can take part time. You can take part time courses. See, if you graduate, that's when masomo ilishia. These courses actually, nowadays you just take these short courses and then you can start working remotely. That's what actually I want to start doing. There's a short course I want to start taking sometime this year. I'll tell you guys about it. You can go to workshops. You can build your skills. That is under personal growth and learning. You can build your skill, what you want to do. Like currently, I'm building up my skill in editing. Like I want to know how to edit perfectly, like very nice. So you can start editing. Like just the skill that you're interested in, normalize spending your money on personal growth and learning. Number two, normalize spending your money on health and well-being. That is food. Spoil yourself. Spoil yourself. Nowadays, I'm doing this thing for myself where I cook myself a nice meal. I make a point to cook whatever. Like I make a point to cook myself. If you check my YouTube, you know, if you watch my vlogs, if I cook something nice for myself, like something I've never cooked in my house, I'm cooking. Like I'm in an era where I'm trying new recipes. I'm exploring new recipes. Things I thought I never cook in my house. I'm trying that. I'm laughing because so far the recipes have turned out so nice. So check out my YouTube. I'm trying. Like I vlog every time I cook something for the first time that I've never cooked. I have to document it just to remember. So yeah, normalize spending your money on health and well-being. That is like cooking yourself a nice meal, going to a nice solo date, going to the gym. If you're a workout, but someone who likes working out, go to the gym, have a gym membership, go for checkups at in hospital, go for wellness. You can try group therapy. You can try walking. Actually, I don't go to the gym right now because I'm not really ready to commit to the gym currently. So what I'm actually doing when it comes to health and well-being, I take walks. I know I try and take evening walks every day. And actually walking is so healthy, guys. It's so healthy. So I try taking evening walks. If I can't make it to go for a walk, I make sure I jump. I have a skipping rope in my house. So yeah, normalize spending your money on health, on your health and your well-being. Mental health comes in here. So check on your mental health. There's a quote. I was listening to a podcast. Someone said, if your mental health is not good, it's like you're dead. I don't know. I've forgotten what she said exactly, but something to do with that. Another thing, normalize spending your money on experiences over things. Oh, I loved this because this is something that is on my vision board this year. I want to experience a lot of things that I've never experienced. I want to go to places that I've never been, just adventures. That's where I'm at. Like this year, catch me dead in a club, guys. Catch me dead. Not clubbing. Like, by the way, I've not gone to a club since the year started. Look at me. My set is the platform. Let me do a form. Like, I don't feel like it. I've not gone to a club since the year started. And we're almost ending Feb. That is so nice. I'm proud of myself. Because I'm looking into more experiences. Because I've gone to clubs. So, of course, I'm not saying that as I stay in a club. I'll just be going like once in a while. I won't lie, of course. Just once in a while to party. But this year, I've made it a point. I want to invest more in experiences. I want to go for concerts, sing loud in a concert, and just let myself be free. Travel if I can afford to. But I started off well traveling this year. Yeah, for my birthday. So I started well. So traveling, and then there's cultural events. I'm now in Nairobi, guys. There are events right, left, and center everywhere in Nairobi. Every day there's an event. I'm like, I'm even confused. Which one should I go to and which one should I not? Like, I have a lot of options. So I'm loving it. I actually have I'm going to my first concert on 8th March 2025. Actually, that 8th March, that concert is on a nice day because that 8th March is actually going to be the day that I'll be celebrating 1 year since I moved to Nairobi. And I feel like that's gonna be the celebration. Nikienda kwa hiyo concert hiyo ndo sherehe naenda. Like I'll be celebrating 1 year in this new city, moving for the first time, living alone. It's been a good journey. I can't complain. It has not been bumpy at all. I won't say it has been bumpy. I transitioned well. Like I have not yet to say, like I just transitioned well, and I'm so grateful. So yeah, I'll be celebrating that on 8th March, so I have a concert to attend. And then experience like maybe solo dates. I did the solo date thing a lot last year. This time I'm doing more concerts, of course, and then solo dates here and there. Self-care activities, that is your skincare. Go for a spa date, go for a massage, go for swimming. Like what you know what self-care looks like to you. Normalize spending your money on such things. It push yourself first, pay yourself. Unique experiences that create, like, just go for unique experiences that create memories. Normalize spending your money on that. You'll be so happy. Another thing, okay, someone, I feel like someone's gonna listen to this episode and just say, sasa udempona na niambia venya kutumia pesa. Guys, I don't know, but this is just what I thought about, and I felt like it was a good podcast episode. Okay, number four, normalize spending your money on convenience and time saving. One mantra I live by nowadays is that I work hard so that I can pay for my convenience. If I can pay for it, why should I do it? Like things like simple things like delivery. First of all, I hate going to town. Town is hectic. So if I can pay for something to be delivered at my doorstep, why not pay for convenience? Normalize spending your money on convenience and time saving. That to me was like delivery. I'm one person who pays for delivery. Nowadays, by the now, since I'm nowadays cooking in my house a lot, I don't like really do takeouts. I remember that even Nini Bolt Food and the Glovo, they text me, "We miss you, Charity. We miss you." But until they give me offers, and I'm like, "No, please, no." I'm trying to eat healthy, so yeah. Normalize spending money on convenience and time saving. That is good internet, like good productivity tools, investing in like what that convenience looks like to you and time saving. Okay, yeah. Number five, normalize spending your money on your passion and crafts. Invest in your passion, guys. Invest in your craft. But if you have a passion inside you and you don't invest it in it, like you don't do anything towards it, you don't do anything to it, it's just gonna be there, a passion. It's not gonna be able to grow. You know, that's you need to be able to grow your passion, maybe to a career, to a point like it's your career. You need to be able to grow your passion to business, turn your passion to business. So normalize spending your money on your passion and craft. Find what your passion is, find what you love, and then spend your money on, like, invest in it. Like for me, that looks like, before, of course, my craft is podcasting, my passion. So my passion is content creation. So normal spending my money on my passion, my craft, looks like investing in high quality podcasting equipment, editing software, just having the nice equipment, knowing how to edit well. Like, yeah. Normalize spending your money on your passion and craft so that it may be able to grow. And finally, and this is the last point, but not the least, which is, I think this is the most important point on this list, actually. Normalize spending your money on financial growth and security. Let me tell you guys, my biggest fear in this life, let me just tell you for free. My biggest fear in this life is being able to touch money, to be able to at least be financially stable, and then falling off the wagon. Ushaona ile point ati, like, umepata do, uko na job poa, you're earning, you're able to support yourself, and then maybe you lose your job, pesa ipote. You know, you can get money, but you can earn money, but maintaining that cash flow, now that's where it's at. That's the hardest part, like, just being able to maintain that cash flow, like, always being financially stable, because, you know, life is life. So, you know, you can get a job, you lose your job, and then now the income you had, it's not there, so now you go back to, like, so it's hard. So that is always my biggest fear, like, now I have an income, and then I lose it someday. Like, that's my biggest fear, honestly, like, being able to test the financially stable life, and then you lose it, then going back to not being, to being broke. That is like my biggest fear, honestly, when it comes, I wouldn't even dream of that, want that too, for my worst enemy. So normalize spending your money on financial growth and security. That is saving, investing, tracking your spendings. Like now I'm really serious about at least tracking my spendings, trying to save more, because, you know, saving ain't easy, but you'll thank yourself later, guys. Try and save. Actually, I was also thinking, like, my 30s are almost me. I can see them. I can see my 30s. So I'm feeling like, I was thinking to myself that the worst mistake I can make to myself, to my older self, is not being able to save. Like, nifike 30, and like, I'm 30, reaching 30, and then I'm like, I have nothing to show for it. I have nothing to show for my 20s. I have nothing to show for the jobs, for the jobs I did, for the work I did, have nothing to show for it. Like, I'm 30 and I'm broke. I have nothing. That is like the worst mistake I feel like I can make to my older self. So I want to start preparing for my 30s, guys. Start preparing for my 30s. I want to get my finances right, grow financially, have my financial security, pay for good financial advice, like know how to manage my money, saves, what to invest in, the assets to invest in, all that shenanigans. I want to know. I want to learn. I want to like just try and start. I'm not saying I'm there. I'm starting. Yeah. Because I owe that to my older self. That will be the worst mistake I'll make to that 30-year-old girl. Hey, I don't want that. So those are 6 points. Those are the things that I felt like we should all normalize spending our money on. Actually, this list includes everyone. Those are the most important things, actually, in this life when it comes to you. So those are the things we should all normalize spending our money on. So tell me, guys, you can tell me in the comments, what you think, what I missed on this list, what I missed. Black tax, did I miss? kidding, yo, I'm kidding. So yeah, tell me in the comments. Feel free to tell me in the comments if there's something you think I missed, like that you think we should normalize spending our money on. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna have to end this episode over here. Hope you've learned something. Hope you've learned something from this episode, and normalize spending your money on things that align with your goals, make your life easier, and make your life easier, healthier, and fulfilling. Okay, I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.